This podcast is brought to you by Money Control. Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of In the News. I'm your host Anvita, and I'll be bringing you all the latest updates emerging from India and around the world. To begin with, President's rule has been imposed in Maharashtra for 6 months. Hong Kong protests have been intensified, with one protester being killed and another man was set on fire. And lastly, we'll talk about nearly 3,000 fraud cases have been detected under Ayushman Bharat Health Insurance Scheme, which is also known as the Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. President's rule has been imposed in Maharashtra for 6 months. To talk more on this, I have with me Money Control's Atharva Pandit. Hi Atharva, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Atharva, what led to this?
So, for the past 2 days, there have been hectic preparations going on within the BJP camp, within the Shiv Sena camp, within the NCP camp, within the Congress camp.
Right, right.
To form a government. Hmm. So, on Sunday, which is November 10th, the BJP went to the governor and conveyed to the governor that it does not have the numbers to form the government.
Right.
And since BJP was the single largest party with 105 MLAs, it was called by the governor first to express its willingness to form the government in Maharashtra.
Right.
However, after BJP said that they don't have the numbers and they can't form the government in Maharashtra, the governor then invited Shiv Sena, which is the second largest party, to form the government.
Hmm.
And Shiv Sena was given until 7:30 p.m. On Monday to express its willingness.
Right.
That was when the whole thing started, the whole preparation started in the NCP, Congress and the Shiv Sena camp, because this was unprecedented. I mean, Shiv Sena is ideologically very different from Congress.
Right.
If not too much from NCP, because NCP of course is a regional party, and Shiv Sena being a regional party, they don't have a lot to consider. However, Congress being a national party, there were certain issues that needed to be discussed, and these discussions, in fact, between Congress and Shiv Sena, between Shiv Sena and NCP, and particularly between NCP and Congress, stalled the whole process. In the sense that by the time Aditya Thackeray led a delegation to Governor's House before the 7:30 deadline, the required letters of support from both the NCP and the Congress MLAs had not reached Shiv Sena.
Right.
So which means that Shiv Sena did not have the numbers technically in front of the governor to make a government. They did. I mean, Aditya Thackeray, after meeting the governor, came out and addressed the media, in which he said that we told the governor that we are willing to form the government, but we will require some extension of time.
Right.
Which was denied. So after that, the governor then called NCP, almost immediately called the NCP, which is the third largest party, to form the government. Now the NCP was given time until 8:30 today, 8:30 in the evening today. But then suddenly reports started coming in that the governor has recommended president's rule in Maharashtra. Now there were a lot of reports saying that this is completely unconstitutional and this cannot be done by the governor. However, then of course the reports started coming in that the NCP had in fact contacted or reached out to the governor in the morning or around afternoon, saying that they will require 3 more days to cobble up the numbers and to form a government.
Right, right.
This was the backing given by the Ministry of Home Affairs when it put out a statement after the president's rule was imposed in Maharashtra. So the long and short of it is that president's rule has been imposed in Maharashtra, and even as we speak, senior Congress leaders from Delhi have arrived in Mumbai to talk to the NCP leadership.
Right.
Because NCP and Congress are allies, pre-polarized, and they have always maintained that they won't take any decision without consulting each other.
Right.
So now they are consulting each other and they will probably come to a decision, but we'll have to wait for that.
Right. So Atharva, what do we expect going forward?
In Maharashtra politics right now, everything is turning out to be very unexpected and unprecedented.
Right.
To say anything concrete regarding this would be difficult. But right now, what can constitutionally or legally is probable is that the Shiv Sena, NCP and Congress cobble up a government.
Right.
Cobble up the numbers and form a government. And they can form a government within these 6 months and, whenever the president's rule is imposed. So it's not as if it's a hard and fast rule that once the precedence rule has been imposed, re-elections would be declared. However, in case where nobody is able to form a government within these 6 months, then there are several possibilities. I mean, precedence rule can be extended, or the election commission can announce a re-election. That we'll have to wait for and right. wait and watch. But this is a very fast developing situation in Maharashtra, and it remains to be seen what happens.
Right. Thank you so much, Atharva, for all those insights.
Thank you for having me.
Well, moving on to our next story, Hong Kong protests have been majorly intensified, with one man being killed and another man set on fire. To talk more on this, I have with me Money Control's Ruchira. Ruchira, can you please tell our listeners what's happening in Hong Kong now?
So, the protests have flared up again. They have turned violent. On Tuesday, the police even fired tear gas at a university campus. So, yesterday, the key development was that a protester was shot by the police and a man was set on fire. So, the protests have been continuing now for 24 weeks, which is roughly 6 months.
Also, in our previous episodes of In the News, we spoke about the background behind the protests. But now let's talk about the future. How long is the protest expected to last?
As of now, there is no clear timeline because neither side seems to be backing down. The protesters have 5 demands. They have slogans saying 5 demands, not one less. And they are not going to stop until those demands are met. But the Hong Kong government again has not been extremely cooperative. Even though they withdrew the extradition bill, which was one of the key demands, there are other demands of the protesters that have not been met yet. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam even recently called the protesters selfish. So there is no clear timeline. The protesters' demands, one of them of course was the extradition bill, which has been scrapped. The second one was amnesty for the protesters who have been jailed. And the protesters also want universal suffrage, which is important in the context of the district council elections that are coming up in Hong Kong. And the protesters also want the government to look into police brutality that occurred throughout these protests. The protests have been going on for roughly 24 weeks, which is 6 months. It's a very long time, and we'll just have to wait and watch.
Has the Hong Kong government made any progress to their demands?
No, there isn't too much clarity as to what the Hong Kong government is doing with regard to this. One of the main reasons the protests have been going on for this long is because protesters want the Chinese government to reduce interference in Hong Kong. They believe that Beijing is interfering in Hong Kong's internal affairs, but this is a claim that China has repeatedly denied.
Well, moving on, nearly 3,000 fraud cases detected under Ayushman Bharat health insurance scheme. To talk more on this, I have with me Money Control Siddesh Raut. Hi, Siddesh. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Anvita. Thank you for having me here.
Siddesh, what would be the extent of the laws?
So the Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, which is the official name of the scheme,
right.
has seen about 3,000 of these cases under fraud. But that totals to about 4.5 crore in general. And these have been sent to the states for further investigation. On a side note though, about 2.29 crore worth of fraudulent claims have been recovered by the NHA from the hospitals after the audits.
Right, and what are they doing to tackle the fraud?
So the National Health Authority, which is the monitoring agency for the scheme,
right.
is going to out and about name and shame the fraudsters.
And
that's going to be the exercise throughout if they have wrongly benefited from this health insurance scheme. Aside from that, about 338 hospitals will be issued show cause notices, and they have been either suspended or de-empaneled up until August 2019 by the various state governments.
Right.
They have been seen to indulge in these kind of fraudulent activities. This is obviously after an inspection for fraud that took place at that point of time. The NHA is also going to set up 2 major units to help monitor and detect fraud. The first one will be the National Anti-Fraud Unit, and there will be a state anti-fraud units. for the overall monitoring and control of this scheme and to prevent any fraudulent practices. Over and above, also, we'll have the general public that will be encouraged to report any cases of fraud under a whistleblower policy, which will be soon put in place. So this is the main implementation part.
Right.
But they're also trying to go back to the drawing board and get their processes right in detecting the fraud before it actually hits the consumer. So the NHA has said that they would conduct a proof of concept test with various partners who are industry experts in detecting these kind of frauds and abuse. 23 companies had shown an interest in participating in this proof of concept, and the NHA finally selected 5 companies to execute it. It is now under a process of, you know, procuring a fraud control partner that is based on this proof of concept related learning. And this fraud control partner will finally help NHA in studying the patterns of fraud, who is the perpetrator, and the device mechanisms in place to curb it.
Right. Could you give us an idea of the size of the scheme and the number of people who availed it?
So the Ayushman Bharat scheme, which was first launched in September 2018, aims to provide medical insurance to nearly 107.4 million poor families of the country, which have been identified under the socioeconomic caste census survey of 2011. The objectives will be to reduce catastrophic out-of-pocket health expenditures, provide improved access to the population for hospitalization care. And under the scheme, a person who is eligible for this scheme can receive up to a cashless cover of 5 lakh rupees on a family floater basis. That means if the person avails the scheme, then the entire family that he's related to can avail this 5 lakh scheme cashless cover.
Right.
As of the 11th of November, there have been about 18,694 hospitals that have been empaneled with this scheme. And 6.16 million beneficiaries have been using the scheme to cover their costs. And this is out of the 65.39 million e-card holders under this scheme. So you can see that this is such a huge exercise. This has in fact been touted as the world's largest insurance cover program. And that is why it is very imperative to ensure that the entire system is foolproof. And that is why the government is taking steps to make sure that all these fraudulent activities are under control in that way. Another interesting thing is to note that a total of 6,400 crores has been allocated for the Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana for the budget year of FY 20.
Right.
So this is the extent of the scheme, and that is why it's all the more imperative for a foolproof system to be in place.
Well, thank you so much, Siddesh, for all those details.
Thank you for having me on the show, Anvita.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of In the News. In case if you have any queries or suggestions for us, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until then, it's me, Anvita, signing off. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thank you for listening.